Bill Ballinger heads that up, and he's on the other end of our line. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Tony.
I couldn't wait to get your take on what we heard from the Supreme Court in regards to Obamacare and how that will affect politics here in the state.
The decision, I think, was a surprise, not so much that it was upheld, although I think most people thought it wouldn't be, or at least it would be dismantled to a greater extent than turned out to be the case, but the rationale given by Chief Justice Roberts as to why it was going to be upheld, because it's legal to tax, it's constitutional to tax, and that's what the court read the funding mechanism as being, a tax, not some kind of fee or penalty or whatever. So that was a surprise, and where it goes from here is obviously still a work in progress. I think in Michigan, on a policy basis, the governor and key legislators have already signaled they're not in any great rush to have Michigan apply for extra Medicaid funding for Medicaid recipients in Michigan. They're going to wait until the election. But there appears to be a difference of opinion between the governor and key legislators on whether the state should pursue setting up these exchanges right now. You remember the governor actually wanted them set up by now, and the legislature, the Republican-controlled legislature, House and Senate, were saying we're going to wait for the Supreme Court decision. Well, now the Supreme Court decision has come out, and yet legislators are still dragging their feet, it sounds to me like, on whether they want to try and set up these exchanges now or wait until the election on that. Whether Governor Snyder could move to try and set those up with an executive order, that's going to be another question. Whether he would do that in defiance of the legislature is a question. Obviously, the Democrats are pushing the governor to start setting up the exchanges, and it'll be interesting to see whether the Democrats in Michigan really push to increase Medicaid funding here and the number of Medicaid recipients. And I think the big question for me is, and I think this has been asked nationally, is will the Democrats really start to aggressively champion and support and defend Obamacare between now and November 6th, or will they be silent? Will they hang back? Will they be defensive, as they've been for the last 2 years? That remains to be seen. I don't think there's any question. The Republicans are defiant, and they're saying this is still bad policy, bad law. We're going to repeal it in Washington if we can, and I think you're going to find just about every Republican running for office this year in Michigan pretty much echoing that, although they're powerless to really do anything about it.
What's interesting about this bill is the governor wanted to be ready, or not, if you will, for whatever would happen, not only with the Supreme Court decision, but what may happen with the presidential election. The legislators, as you mentioned, haven't really done anything with this. Is this just a lack of preparation? Is this laziness? Or is this just playing politics, waiting to see how the fall elections turn out?
Well, again, the legislature was saying all spring long they were going to wait for this decision. And if the decision struck down Obamacare, the whole question of exchanges would be moot. So that's what the legislators were saying, and that made sense. It wasn't so much dragging their feet. It was, I mean, they were doing that, but the question is it wasn't laziness. It was just that they were defiant about Obamacare. They believed it would be struck down, I think, by the Supreme Court. Now it has not been. Obviously, though, there are some caveats and asterisks in the Supreme Court decision, and it just appears to me from the reaction I've seen in the last couple of days, now maybe this will change, that they are seizing upon the part of the decision that said the federal government cannot penalize the states financially for failing to expand their Medicaid rolls and accept federal money. That's a pretty big deal. And you know, that could be used by a whole block of states. Think about it, Tony. 26 states banded together. They were, you know, pretty much run by Republicans, either at the gubernatorial or the attorney general level or both. And they were the ones who filed suit on Obamacare. And, you know, if they all banded together now, these 26 states, that's more than half the states we have in this country, and said, we're not going to accept any Medicaid funding, and we're not going to expand Medicaid in the state, you know, they might be able to almost bring Obamacare to its knees, just de facto. Even though the decision by the Supreme Court last week seemed to say it could go ahead.
Bill Ballinger is the owner and founder of Inside Michigan Politics. This is fascinating stuff, Bill, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, this is a rolling story, Tony. It's not going to go away.
All right.
I mean, the Supreme Court decision didn't really settle it, in my view.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
My pleasure.